Hi, this is Robert Kiyosaki, and you're listening to Capital Hacking. This is the most important thing you can listen to today.
Here's the one.
I have a dream.
With great power comes great responsibility.
I can do this all day.
This is it. Don't get scared now.
They may take our lives, but they'll never take our freedom.
Cinderella story out of nowhere.
It's in the hole.
That the only thing we
Hello, my name is Josh McCallum. Welcome to Capital Hacking and welcome to Mindset Monday. You know, the mind and the power of the human capital is something we go through and journey with each entrepreneur we talk to each week. And in episode 308, we met Kevin Taylor, the gentleman who was a banker, an entrepreneur for 30 years, built a bank, and now is an elite EOS implementer. Today begins his journey as a teacher, where he's going to pull out the kernels, the gold, the nuggets, and share them with you and I on how we can make some powerful choices today to change our trajectory of the rest of our lives. So let us know how you like it. Check out episode 308 and find out more about Kevin and dig in deep. Let's go.
Welcome to the Capital Hacking Podcast. My name is Kevin Taylor, and I'll be the host for today. And when you talk about capital, there's different forms of capital. I tend to talk about mental capital. And what do I mean when I say mental capital? So these are things that revolve around mindset and the psychology behind things. And I typically get my information from books that I read, podcasts that I listen to. Occasionally, I'll take some information from a Netflix documentary that I've watched. And that's what we're going to do today. So today, I am talking about vulnerability. Oh man, don't we love to talk about vulnerability? And so the information that I got for today's podcast, I received from a Netflix documentary about Brené Brown. So Brené, when I ask people if they've heard of Brené Brown, I typically get one of two responses. One of the responses I typically get from men is, that name sounds familiar. And then when I ask women if they've heard of Brené Brown, I get this, oh my gosh, I love her. And so Brené actually became one of my favorite authors after I read her book, Daring Greatly. And the book itself was inspired by a Teddy Roosevelt speech named The Man in the Arena. And if you have not heard The Man in the Arena, it is a great speech. I'm going to read it for you real quick just for some context here. So bear with me. If you've already heard this, bear with me for just a minute. For those of that have not heard this speech, here it is. But it says, "It's not the critic who counts. It's not the man who points out how the strong man stumbles or where the doer of deeds could have done them better. The credit belongs to the man who is actually in the arena, whose face is marred by the dust and the sweat and the blood, who strives valiantly, who errs, who comes short again and again, because there is no effort without error and shortcomings, but who does actually strive to do the deeds, who knows great enthusiasms, the great devotions, who spends himself in a worthy cause, who at best knows in the end the triumph of high achievement, and who at the worst, if he fails, at least he fails while daring greatly, so that his place shall never be with those cold and timid souls who neither know victory nor defeat." So that's the quote from Teddy Roosevelt, and that is what Brené listened to when she was actually in a tough time. She'd had some bad reviews on stuff. She'd read the comments on I think a speech that she gave. I believe it was a TED Talk that she gave. And it was really putting her in a funk. And she read this Teddy Roosevelt, and she talks about in the Netflix documentary how she came across the Teddy Roosevelt quote. And it really changed her outlook on things. She's like, yeah, it's not the critic who counts. I mean, who are these people that aren't actually in the arena and they're commenting on stuff? And so I got a lot of great nuggets from this, and I'm going to talk about a couple of things. There's about six key takeaways that I wrote down as I was watching this documentary, but she talks about what it's like to dare greatly and what vulnerability really is and why we need it. So here are the takeaways that I wrote down, and see if any of this resonates with you. So the first one is, vulnerability is not about winning or losing. It's having the courage to show up when you can't control the outcome. Number two is vulnerability is not weakness. It is our most accurate way to measure courage. The third one was people should choose courage over comfort. I like that. Choose courage over comfort. The fourth point actually has three little sub bullet points to it. And it talks about creativity and innovation. So the little bullet point under that is no vulnerability equals no creativity. The second one is no tolerance for failure equals no innovation. And then the third one is if you're not willing to fail, you can't innovate. And if you're not willing to build a vulnerable culture, you can't create. So love those three points under there.
Hi, this is Melanie McCallan. Josh and I are just so grateful for the many investors who already joined us at Accountable Equity. Accountable Equity is so much more than a capital group. It's really a community of accredited investors that want to learn and grow together. I just want to personally invite you, if you want to find out more about this type of investment and see if it's right for you and your family, please visit us at accountableequity.com.
And then the fifth little nugget I wrote down is brave leaders are never silent around hard things. To not have conversations because they make you feel uncomfortable is the definition of privilege. Whoa. I know when I heard that for the first time, that hit home because I just think about how many times have I procrastinated having a tough conversation because you play in your mind what's going to happen, right? You know, a lot of times it's not nearly as bad as what you put in your mind. But, and I also heard a quote too that resonated with me, not from this documentary, but, it was another quote that revolves around this, that it's like, wouldn't you rather be uncomfortable for 5 minutes than being uncomfortable for a month or 2 months or however long you postpone that conversation? So I really like that one. To not have conversations because they make you feel uncomfortable is the definition of privileged. So the sixth nugget I wrote down on here is, she's never met a single person that had a joyful, wholehearted life that was miserable at work. And this goes around probably a quote that we hear a lot is like, you've got to love what you do and do what you love, which is great. Most people spend a whole lifetime trying to figure out what that is. But for those that have found it, they know how joyful it is. And it was just good hearing her say that she's never met a single person that had a joyful, wholehearted life that was miserable at work. And so there are several other nuggets, you know, I got from this the second and third time that I watched it. And yes, it is that good. And so here's a recommendation for you. If you have a significant other, I would highly encourage you watch it together. If you have a great relationship, it's going to make it better. If you don't have a great relationship, it's going to improve it. I promise you. And I'll be the first to admit, I watched this thing first before I watched it with my spouse because I saw it talks about vulnerability. I'm like, man, I wanted to call me out on a bunch of stuff. And then you have my wife sitting there looking at me. It's like, see, I told you so. But no, it's a great documentary. It's safe for couples to watch. I promise you, you won't regret it. If any of these nuggets resonated with you and you want to learn more, I'm going to put a link to the trailer in the show notes. And trust me, if you like the trailer, you're going to love the show. So that's all I got for you for this week. If you like what you heard today, come back next week for more mental capital around mindset and psychology. If you love what you heard today, give us a 5-star rating and review. We'd love to hear from you. And until next time, ask yourself, what can you do to create a better mindset and add value to the world around you? See you next week.
Bam! Straight!
We just got to the end of another great show. And everyone listening right now, you're the family. Family and friends, thanks for staying till the end.
That was so fun. And hey, hit the like, hit subscribe. We're here to serve you guys. That's why we're doing this show. Josh is not paying me. I'm doing this off of my quote-unquote sweat equity because we want to make a difference in your life. And then that ripple effect will continue to touch the world.
Hey, amen, brother. Please check us out on capitalhacking.com, all the social media threads. And yes, I know you've probably already sent this episode to one of your best friends. Thank you. We love you. Just go right into your iPhone, hit the plus symbol. We'll talk to you later. See you next week.
Share, share, share.